Public Radio in Alaska lost a dear friend and colleague last weekend. Steve Will, lately the program director of KCAW in Sitka, died Sunday from injuries he sustained in a bike accident about 6 weeks ago. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has this look at his career in broadcasting.
Steve Will was involved in news and programming at Raven Radio for the better part of two decades, starting out first as a volunteer and then joining the station's staff as a reporter. The apocryphal story told about the Steve Will of those early days is that no one liked him on the radio at first. The tale usually is told to soothe the nerves of new volunteers about to go on the air for the first time. By the time I succeeded him as news director in 2003, Steve Will was what the news sounded like, both in Sitka and around the state. Here's his last broadcast as KCAW's news director.
This is Friday, the 11th of April, 2003. I'm Steve Will with Raven News. Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Dana Fabe focused her presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce this week on why it takes
There was
so
never
long
any doubt when Steve Will was reporting cases. That what you were hearing was the real news, no matter how mundane. He was the first reporter in the state to take a hard look at the mounting EPA violations at the Alaska Pulp Corporation mill in Sitka. He also did far-reaching feature stories. One on the lasting effects of sexual abuse of minors won him nationwide honors with the 1992 Ohio State Award, a prize which the following 2 years went to the high-profile public television program Nova. The other running joke involving Steve Will and KCAW is that we were always having goodbye parties for him. He left first to work in a regional news position that would be the precursor to the Coast Alaska Network. He came back and left again to work in print at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. He came back and left again to work as a legal investigator. And he came back one last time in 2006 to work as our program director. Though he did not always work at KCAW, Steve Will remained a potent creative source of programming energy for the station and a steadfast friend and fundraiser. He co-founded the Glorious Youth Parade, Sitka's hottest and most wildly popular 50-something rock band. I remember everything Steve Will taught me about journalism because there were only two things. Put the news at the top, and it's better not to be wrong. Steve Will was 54 years old, though experts believe that prolonged contact with an electric guitar may have altered his physiology by perhaps decades. He is survived by a wife and three lovely daughters. He collided with a vehicle while riding his bike the night of August 29th on Halibut Point Road and never regained consciousness. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.